Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. Here we go for the 25th of June. I'm Mick Kerr. Hey, we got a complete crop report coming up for you. The tri-state area and the national numbers. We'll take a little tour of the Nebraska, South Dakota, Southern Minnesota, Wisconsin corn crop. All of that coming up here in the next 25 minutes. In farm news this morning, starting tomorrow, the North Dakota grain growers will host their 30th annual environmental tour, the E-Tour. That's where they guide EPA officials through central North Dakota to demonstrate the region's commitment to environmental stewardship in agriculture. EPA representatives and other tour participants will visit various local farms, North Dakota State University facilities, and agricultural businesses. The agenda includes farm tours, demonstrations of seed treatments, showcases of new technologies, aerial demonstrations to highlight modern agricultural practices. Ed Kessel, president of the Grain Growers, emphasizes the tour's role in educating federal officials about the practical impact of regulation on local farmers. He says, for 30 years, our organization has been at the forefront of working with government officials to reduce federal regulations burdensome to our members. From the 26th through the 29th, North Dakota Grain Growers' 30th annual environmental tour. The ethanol industry is keeping a close eye on the pending Treasury Department Clean Fuel Tax Credit, a key for sustainable aviation fuel, after a just-finished credit quickly expires. The now final 45B tax credit for biofuel-based sustainable aviation fuel was late in coming and will soon run out.
December 31st, and there's just not the production that is ready to utilize that tax credit yet.
So, the Renewable Fuels Association's Troy Breedenkamp says RFA now focused on the next version of a SAF credit, the Clean Fuel Tax Credit.
We're going to make sure that it's using the best science under the Argonne-GREET model. They will probably modify that to include some other things, and they'll call it a 45Z GREET model. But at the end of the day, it has to make sure that row crop biofuels like corn ethanol have a role to play in that clean fuel production area.
Breedenkamp says the RFA working on a carbon intensity credit trading system that gives farmers extra income from selling credits to ethanol producers and removes the problem of segregating grain.
That farmer's going to have this certificate showing those carbon intensity attributes through the Climate Smart Ag practices that he employed. And then that's going to be something that can be tradable and marketable to those who are looking for those carbon intensity reductions, like our ethanol plants.
Which opens a huge potential market for corn and soybean growers. And that story to be continued. You're listening to Inside Agriculture, taking a break for the Tuesday morning markets.